Good.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Okay, good evening. You covered all the bases.
Shavuot Tov.
Yeah, Shavuot Tov.
I'm trying to get set up. I'm not yet ready, and you're the first, so.
Okay, we can wait.
Did you have a wonderful Shabbat?
It was good. Good. My Torah study, and we got to take a nap, and we got home. And then one of my ex-students came with honey, a quart of honey, because he has bees, and a dozen and a half of his farm-raised eggs. So that was a nice treat.
Definitely.
Brandela.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Well, I'm not quite ready, but I'm getting there.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and mute.
All right.
Me too.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Terura, Alvet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi, Gabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Aharenu, No Ra, Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yitkav Shin. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sitkatcha, tamid gamlem. Betet reish, taditav gimel. Pasin kadosh, berov tucha, nael adata. Bet kuf bet, bet nunayan. Yachid geyeh, Lamcha pene zochre kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu kabel Ushma tziachatenu Yodea talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yudta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and we will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. Utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Waheh, Adonai Yohei Waheh, El Rahum Bechanun. Erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emet. Nose chesed la'alafim. Nose awon wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabar Yehu, Ishkin Teh, Bit Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu. Le'ata, L'shem Yud Hei, Belav Hei, Le'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem Kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah Mitzvah, La'asof Torah Mitzvah. Vayino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Barichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot. Belay lach mila bialma divaye barnash ledach yaleya mine yaulan haga peya kalana tehakulu ovada big shot inun wikola it's the reef bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that we study as part of bringing peace and keeping peace in the Middle East, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liami liYisrael untati vishakan tachta v'lo yirgaz od velo yosifu. Bene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo wa wa be la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nuta Anu yo he ame, re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he. Za a la re yo, a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi ame me. Nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me se yo da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka yo pe yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he, ka la wa me za yo. Da he be wa me ha ho, a la a he he wa. Re la he, yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day the 17th day of Adar Bet. Rabbi Alexander Siskind, Rabbi Chanoch HaKohen, Rabbi Nachum Mordechai Friedman, Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein, Rabbi Moshe Weber, and Yitzhak Shlomo Zilberman. And we will say the eighth verse of the Anabakoach in a whisper. Our class tonight is from the Parasha Shmini. It can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the Book of Vayikra, and then the third parasha, which is Parasha Shmini. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 5, which is about Aaron and Elisheva. We will start with Pasuk 56. It's a relatively long section. And due to that, we have not finished all of section 4, and we will do that on Thursday. We will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urkimu Udkilu Udkilu Urkimu Leakta L'shem Yudke Vavavke B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayihinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adeinu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'asei Adeinu Kunenehu. Pasuk 56. Rabbi Elazar Petach Vayikach Acharon et Elisheva Bat Aminadav Achot Nachshon Lolisha Vayikach Acharon Kolach Yumad Yitzterich Kola kegavna dilela tachatzi Reuya haita bat sheva le David Miyomadit bere alma Reuya haita Elisheva le acharon miyoma Deit bere alma. The translation. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion with the verse, and Aaron took him Elisheba, daughter of Aminadav, the sister of Nachshon, to wife. And Aaron took properly as the supernal model. Come and see, Elisheba, who is Malchut, was destined for Aaron from the day of the creation of the world. And Bathsheba, who is Malchut, was destined for David from the time of the creation of the world. My commentary. Elisheba means my God of seven. Bathsheba means the daughter of seven. From the names of the wives, which are cosmic soulmates, one learns the relationship of the men to Hashem. Pasuk 57. Ma ben hai lehai ela kolahad aval chatam ledina haka. Berachame kadit chabera, David ledina, leagacha keravin, leoshadach damin, akabi acharon lishlama, lehedwalin hiru, diantin liit barka. We all died kere chatam bat sheva, haka Elisheva, Elisheva, deidcha bera becheset, bat sheva ledina liyarta, malchuta uitachtva. The translation. He asked, since both of them are Malchut, what is the difference between them, between Bathsheba and Elisheva? He answers, all is one, and both are Malchut, but one name refers to judgment, the other to mercy. When she was joined with David, it was for the aspect of judgment, to wage war and shed blood. While here with Aaron, it was for peace, for joy, for gladness, and to be blessed by him. Therefore, she is called Bathsheba, there, and Elisheva, here, because Elisheva was joined with mercy, for she contains the letters Eli, Sheva, and El is mercy. Bathsheba was sent before judgment in order to be a worthy heir of the royal family and to gain strength. My commentary. Do you understand this pasuk? Do you understand unity and unification? Do you understand oneness? Pasuk 58. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ha de ta'a nenan, di tiv ko ha shofar, shafir hu bedahu yakov, te istalat b'machashava, te avahan v'nafku, Kach adam migoy shofar, teha shofar, apik maya, v'yeshav ruach. Kach adam itaved, minayu kala, kach mima ila'a, apik le'avahan. Kol hadumi goy machashava istalaku kachada bechad kol bechahu kol ikre kol hashofar bedayako bekalil liavaham kachada ikre kol. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, what we have learned of the sound of the shofar is well, and that is Jacob, who occurred in thought, which is Chokmah, with the fathers, namely included with Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. They all came out of the shofar, which is the secret of Bina called the supernal Ima. As the shofar, when blown, draws out water, air, and fire, and all together they create a sound, so does the supernal Ima, which is called shofar, draw out the fathers, who are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, in one sound, which is the central column. Tiferet. From the plane of thought, they arose in one sound that was called the sound of the shofar, who is also Jacob, the central column. This is including the fathers Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet together, for the central column includes within itself all three columns, and it is called a sound. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Tiferet, which is air, includes fire and water, which are Chesed and Gevurah, and all are included in Tiferet. Pasuk 59. Udre kale min. Migoy kala Nafi kala aval kol hadigre kol hashofar umehaka nafkusha ar kolot migoy hahu shofar bezivuka temachashava b'shiva kolot ninu. Denafkin bezivuga demachashava b'shofar v'da shofar v'yashkelon v'rave lonely avahan v'kadmeita uvatar livnin v'haukmuha mila. The translation: there are two sounds, as a sound that comes out of a sound, but there is one sound called the sound of the shofar. All other sounds come out from the shofar in the bringing together of the thought, which is the unity of Chokhmah with Bina. There are seven sounds: Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, Yesod, and Malchut of Zerantin, which emerge by the unity of the thought with the shofar, which are Chokhmah with Bina. That shofar, which is Bina, waters first the fathers, Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet, and afterwards the children, Netzach, Chod, Yesod, and Malchut, as was already explained. What are the sounds? The seven notes in music. We hear them separated except when we hear the shofar. This is the power of the shofar, one sound with seven components, which is one Hashem, one God. Pasuk 60. Tachat seva yikach acharon et elisheva v'basma la lemechede la lechabera la b'malka v'zivuga shalim b'ishtacha birkan le'almin kulu ayin yudi acharon Bekich ba'e kachana, le'ishtacha bin chiru bi'anpin, b'cheidu kola, ke'gavna dilela, de'ha al yado, b'irkan l'b'chedban, mishtache v'alda itrachata, Mine yadina v'rugza, v'yatsivu begindela yit pegam behahu, atar deit katar, v'yaviad v'achevetem, kol beit Yisrael u'yivu et hashreifa, hasreifa, Belav kahana, alayhu kiti barech Hashem chelo upoal, yadav tirtze wikomer. The translation: come and see. And Aaron took him Elisheba, who is Malchut, to perfume her and gladden her and join her with the Holy King, was there on Pin, in a perfect union, so that blessings may be spread all over the world, diffused through Aaron. Therefore the priest must ever be smiling and joyful as the supernal model above, for blessings and joy come through him. Therefore, punishment, wrath, and gloom are removed from him, so that he may not be disqualified from the place to which he is linked, namely Malchut. Therefore, let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning, but not the priest. It is also written, bless Hashem, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. My commentary. As a general statement, priests, the Kohanim, are very angry people. This is so when they make tikkun of this trait, they will be smiling and joyful. This pasuk tells us that if we pretend to be joyful and happy by smiling, eventually we will be joyful and happy. In short, learn the adage because it works. Fake it till you make it. That is the end of the section, and we still have plenty of time, so I'm going to also do section 4A. Excuse me, 4B. But before we start on 4B, does anyone have any questions? Section 4B starts at Pasuk 47. L'cha tad l'dacha al ha'u chova t'cha be'ya v'ya'il le'ola t'mimim t'mimim t'amim mi ba'ed le'ya itema di al ha'il v'yegel tamar lav ha'ke t'ha'har v'ayhu La Salkin Leola de Hakiti Leola Tami Mim Vegelechatat Salka Mahu Tami Mim Ukti Vail. The translation. For a sin offering means to atone for the sin he had committed, and a ram for a burnt offering. The Hebrew is tamimim, the plural. He asks, why is it written tamimim when it should have been written in the singular form? If you say it refers to a ram and a calf, and therefore it is in the plural, it is not so. For both of them are not brought as burnt offerings, as it is written, burnt offerings without blemish. And a calf is not offered as a burnt offering, but rather as sin offering. Thus, if so, why is it written of the ram, tamimim? My commentary is that the question is a good one. Pasuk 48. Ela Eluo de Yitzhak Lekar Valagabe Para de Yitzhak Terezine Bikra Hadiktiv Visha Avraham Etenav Vayar Vahine Ail Ha'chad v'chad v'yelech Avraham v'yikach et ha'ayil Ha'tirei v'yalehu Le'ola v'adayil Le'ola t'mimim Tirei ayil d'ihu Tirei v'yalda Givurotanenan uminayu mitparshin vilekopa acharanin. The translation. He answers, it is the ram of Isaac, which needs to be brought to the cow that is twice mentioned in the scripture. Once is in the verse, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram. And the second is as written, and Abraham went and took the ram. There are two, and of them it is written, and offered him up for a burnt offering. It therefore says, and a ram for a burnt offering with two rams, in plural form. For they are two. We therefore learned of Givorot that a few of them are divided up to make several portions. Let me explain the above pasuk with a discussion. When someone commits a mistake, a sin, they need to fix this, to make correction, tikkun. Many times, the correction is greater than the person can bear at one time. Therefore, Hashem, in his mercy, determines that the whole correction can be broken up into components, and these components happen over time, even including over many lifetimes. This relates to the teaching of this pasuk. Pasuk 49. Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tidaber le'mor Yehu sa'ir izim lecha atat Egel lecha atat mi ba'e le'ya Ke'gavna dekahana Ela Yisrael HaKabilu On Shavi Adla Ketiv Behu Egel Lechatat Ela Egel Eola Memtet Dekal Inun Dechavu Beya Kabilu On Shabein Milula Vain be ovada, vain befulchana, beafilu inundila, avdu midi, eladisliku, leya biruta, lithili byhu, lami flach leya. Itanashu kimadikiv v'yashak et b'nei Yisrael aval kol inun disliku le'ya biruta delala miflach le'ya ela disliku kavna biruta Mine yahaka itakan karvin leya leola willo lehatat. The translation. And to the children of Israel you shall speak, saying, take a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb. He asks, why is it not written a calf for a sin offering, as it is said of the priest? He answers that Israel were already punished. Therefore, it is not written a calf for a sin offering, but a calf for a burnt offering. The reason that they had to have a calf for a burnt offering was that all those who had sinned by it, the golden calf, by word, by deed, or by worshiping the idol, were punished. Even those who, although they did not actually worship it, but desired it in their hearts to worship it, were punished as well, as it is written, and made the children of Israel drink of it. For all those who desired to worship the calf were punished through this. All those who desired not to worship it, even though that with only a semblance of desire, were purified by the burnt offering of a calf. Therefore they offered it as a burnt offering and not a sin offering. For a burnt offering is sacrificed for desires of the heart. My commentary. There is a lot of spiritual information in this pasuk. One thing to remember is that we are still doing burnt offerings in our daily prayers. If someone follows the Orthodox minhag, the custom of the Orthodox, the knowledge that burnt offerings correct desires of the heart is very important. What is a desire of the heart? It is a very human trait to want to follow our heart's desires, even when we know it is dangerous or self-destructive. An example is curiosity that leads someone to run towards the fire. Pasuk 50. Aval kechu seir izim lechatat amai elabegin dehawo bekarvin bekad metali shirim lishaltin al ture ramae vidahu lechatat uvayan leit vik a mehahu chova willow de la lecha tute de si hara it stirish. The translation. He asks, why did they take a kid of the goats for a sin offering? Since they had not sinned save in their hearts, a burnt offering should have been sufficient. He answers, at first they offered the kids of the goats which live on high mountains. Therefore it is written a sin offering, for they had to purify themselves from that sin by a sin offering. Furthermore, they had to offer a sin offering for the renewal of the moon, because it was the first day of Nisan. And on the first day of every month, a sin offering is offered. My commentary. This sin offering for the new moon, according to the Midrash, is a request by Hashem to do this offering for him, since this also relates to the teaching that a woman accepts some of the tikkun of her male soulmate when she returns to the world in reincarnation. Pasuk 51. Veshor v'yayil yishlamim shor v'la par begin tishor shalim ihu le'achaza'a shalama ha'idiktiv lishlamim. Rabbi Yosei Amar, Shor V'ayil, Misatra, Sitra, Ishmala. Katyan. Shor Misitra. Ismala diktiv, ufne shor me hasbol, ayil begin il elo, te yitzak besalkin, lishlamim viashlama, lon leki viad shor viayil lishlamim. The translation. Also a bullock and a ram for peace offerings. It is written a bullock, an ox, the Hebrew word is shor, and not a bull, a par. For an ox is complete and alludes to the face of an ox from the left, which is from the aspect of Gibur'ah Zerantim. But a bull and a cow allude to a male and a female from the aspect of the left of Malchut, which is not complete. Therefore, the ox comes to show the peace in Malchut for the Gibur'ah of Malchut, which is a bull and a cow, is sweetened by the Gibur'ah of Zerantim, which is an ox. Therefore, it is written, for a peace offering. Rabbi Yosef said, an ox and a ram come from the left side of Zerantim. An ox from the left side, for it is written, the face of an ox on the left side. And also a ram, for the ram of Isaac, who is from the left. And they are peace offerings to complete themselves for the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut. Therefore, a bullock and a ram for peace offerings. They do not disagree, but Rabbi Yossi gives more explanations. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. Pasuk 52. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kola Begindi Mi Mitatraum Mit Barcha Al Yada De Kahana Yashlemuta De Hayoma Tedvata De Kola Hawa hedvavta dikni bekucha barichu hedvavta de ilain betatain ufma te ishtalim kahana letata kivyakol ishtalim kahana leela barnedav veyaviu Vidaru irbuvya bein matronita umalka ukich v'teitze eish melifne Hashem vato kal otam v'gomer. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, everything is for the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, for she is crowned and blessed by the priest through consecration. On that day, which is the eighth day, someone's joy was the congregation of Israel, rejoicing in the Holy One, blessed be he, a joy of the upper and the lower beings. Thus, as the priest is completed below, the priest is completed above, so to speak. Who is Chesed of Zerantin? Save Nabidu, Nadav and Abihu, who aroused the disturbance between the king and the queen. Therefore, a fire went out from Hashem and devoured them. My commentary. This is a summary of an earlier pasuk in this section. The eighth day and its actions correct Malchut, and is very important to do. The problem on our world is that people do not know this. When the Kohanim bless the congregation in each synagogue, and without consciousness, nothing happens. This is why it is imperative that the wisdom of the Zohar to be spread far and wide. Pasuk 53. Vayomer Moshe el Elazar ve'el Itamar Rashechem al Tivrau ve'gomer ki shemen mishkat Hashem aleichem Rabbi Abba Amar ha'teneinan ve'ovadin diltata itarun ovadin Ve'ela v'yovada dil tata ba'e le'it ha'za'a. Ke'gavna v'yovada dil Leila. The translation. And Moses said to Aaron and Eleazar and Itamar, his sons, let the hair of your heads not grow long, for the anointing oil of Hashem is upon you. Rabbi Abba said, we have already learned that the actions made below arouse those above, and the actions below should be as those above. My commentary. Long hair is related to judgment. This is why this information is important, as long hair on a priest creates a blockage to his connection to Chesed. Pasuk 54. Tachatze kochet vata dilela talya behahu shamana kadisha demitaman nafik hedba uvir kan lekulhu butsinin vekachana ila'a itatar bin gidu demishta ukich kachana dirbu mishcha itnagid aleya kegavna dilela ba'elia chaza chedu unhiru dianpin vilayit chaze girona bereshea vila bilvushea Ela lemechebe kola shalim ke gavna dilela vela yitchaze peya begimu kalal begim dela yavid begimu batar achara. The translation. Come and see. All the joy above derives from the holy oil, which is Chachma, from which gladness and blessings issue to all the lamps. And the supernal priest, who is Chesed, is crowned with the abundance of oil that is drawn from Chachma. Therefore, the priest on whom the anointing oil has flowed must display a smiling and joyful countenance. There must be no blemish on his head or his attire, but he should be perfect in all as the model of the one above, and he may not cause a blemish in another place above. My commentary, through his actions below. Pasuk 55. Tachate il male Elazar v'Itamar Itchazun pegimu behahiyo Shata bilvushechon o Berashechon laishtazivu behahu Behahi o shata deha shata taima leme badina bealda tanenan beshata demotana ira bealma la itar yishdash garmeya lemila bealma Begin de la itarun alea bar itar. Garmea letavia kil ledachia. Shata de hambazina. Beshata de dina. Kaima bealma. Mande itarea. Beya lachte, leya listalak, me alma uftich, Willo tamutu kiti viachem. Call Beit Yisrael yivku et hasreva. Begindeinun lait atyan. Mesitra de kahane vila mitzake. The translation. Come and see. If Eleazar and Ithamar allowed any blemish to appear on their attires or their heads, they would not have been able to be delivered at the time that Nadab and Abihu perished. For it was a time of the execution of judgment. Therefore, we have learned that when there is a plague in the world, a man must not arouse anything in order not to make any sign, so the litigants will be aroused against him. Unless he is aroused to do something good, and by doing that, something to postpone the time of judgment. When judgment is in the world, whoever needs it, whoever meets it, is gathered and perishes. Therefore, it is written, lest you die, and but let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Hashem has kindled. They did not come from the side of the priests, and therefore would not be injured. So they can bewail the burning, but not the priests, on whom the judgment then ruled. My commentary. The spiritual law is that when the world is in a frame of judgment, each person is being judged if they are seen by these negative system agents. A priest is judged with a scale of judgment that is different than the scale of judgment of others who are not priests. The children of Israel are judged with a scale of judgment that is different from the people of the other nations. This pasuk is also teaching that we can bewail that it is a time of judgment, not that the judgment is incorrect. Chas v'shalom. That is the end of the section, the end of our time. Does anyone have any questions? Our class is tomorrow, one at 10:30 and one at 3. The one at 3 will be continuing our advanced reincarnation series, and the one at 10:30 will be continuing our preparations for the spring and summer holidays. Shalom to all. Shavua Tov. Shalom.
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 Thank you for the
Shalom.